12.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
Blog
what up,
Talk
y'all?
Radio. What's
Blog
going
Talk
on?
Radio. What's up, people? We're in the house.
What's
again.
Up?
The menu.
How y'all doing?
Big Red, Mika, Brother B, Nicole, Bad Applesauce is running late. But it's
all good. Shut your cake.
It's all good. My
is there a lot? Is there a lot of feedback? Y'all hearing?
Yo, every week you with the feedback. Listen, every week.
You owe
I'm gonna
watch.
I don't hear nothing.
Sort this out. All right, I'm hearing feedback from my end. I'm gonna call right back.
Oh, you do that.
Let me get this straightened out.
Yeah, you do that. Okay.
Okay.
And
yeah,
call right back.
That. All right.
Yeah, you do that. Yeah, my apologies, everyone. I'm a little under the weather. So, excuse me if I'm not myself and I'm sounding a little hoarse. But, you know, I'm here. We in the house. We doing the thing. How you doing, Mika?
I'm fine. I'm back. Semi-functional.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Two things that should never be. I should never be sober. I should always be under the influence of something. But unfortunately,
why
not.
Is that?
Because I tend to be a nicer person when I'm under the influence. Sobriety.
Yeah.
I'm not the I love you guy, but I'm definitely the person that's on the bar dancing and laughing and singing karaoke.
Okay, just don't fall off. Just don't. Okay, Coyote Ugly. Coyote Ugly. Right then.
Oh, yeah.
So,
but fun. Listen, it's nothing better than being amused and getting over with that shit. So, anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, our topic tonight. And wait a minute, Big Red calling back in. Let's see if she still got the feedback.
I'm still getting a lot
Hello?
Of feedback from my phone. Hello?
Yeah, what are you next to? Maybe it's the alien
Hello?
Telling you to come. Yeah, maybe it's the alien telling you to come home.
Can you hear us? Shut up.
No, not at all. I'm going to call back on my house phone because I'm not getting anything good right now going on here.
You doing a cell phone thing again? Oh,
I don't know. I'm always having an issue. I'm going to call right back. So
Landline.
Well, yeah, you do
all
that.
All right, I'm
going to
call
you
back.
Yeah, just do it. Just do it. Do it. Do it.
Do it.
Do
it.
Do it.
Wait, all right. Okay.
And you're breaking up.
You're breaking up
from time to time. From time to time, you're breaking
up.
Yeah. So, yes, this is the menu. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. Nicole's running late. Big Red is going to call back in. You got Brother B and Mika on the air. What's up, y'all? So, tonight's topic, us versus them. Is there a difference between citizens and law enforcement?
Seriously? Please tell me you are joking.
No.
Is there a difference? Seriously? Okay. The average citizen, if they're a psycho, they're not hiding it. Cops, they hide it on the psych eval until they get on the streets and start plugging holes in people just because. Like case in point, last week. Cop killed a guy. I'm trying to remember the exact story. Because
was it the white guy?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, because...
what the hell did he
do? I was reading the article, and of course, it slipped my mind. Apparently, I don't want to misquote anything from the article, but it didn't sound like he was doing anything detrimental to anyone from what I was reading. I would have to like really try to find the article, but you know, it just is the things that go on with people in law enforcement. It's not just people, it's all types of people. It's Spanish, it's white. The news.
You got cops
and the media.
6-year-olds because they're acting up in class. Really? Since when is that even freaking part of the curriculum? I'm sorry. When I was a kid, I acted up in class. I walked up to the principal's office and begged him not to call my mother. The cops were never called because my teachers didn't play that and they knew my mother didn't play that. Why do we have cops handcuffing 6-year-olds that are being really disrespectful? Why are the freaking teachers not doing what they're supposed to do and having the parents come in and handle it? I'm sorry.
Well, because it's not, you know, everybody, it seems like they all receive the same training, but it really just depends on the individual. And some people are just not cut out for certain things.
Yeah, the problem is you've got more bad. I can't even say that. You have a decent amount of good cops. The problem is that the bad cops, again, are the ones that give them all a bad name. It's like in any community, though. You have good people in every community, but you have the bad apples. And the sad part is the bad apples is really a small group. But, you know, that small group is what's highlighted, not the overall populace. And, yes, there is a difference, though. Because, and even, okay, case in point. Those cops that were, the NYPD cops that actually came out and admitted to the fact that, yeah, we have to meet a certain amount of tickets. We have to meet a quota. Seriously? That alone is disturbing. Do you know how many people have been forcibly arrested and accused of stuff just so they can have their ticket quota? Seriously? There's a huge difference. They hide behind this blue wall and they figure they're untouchable. The average citizen doesn't think that way. The average citizen knows they can get stopped, you know? You've got the cop that went and raped all of those women.
Yeah,
really?
We got you.
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, those I applaud those cops for coming out and saying, you know, letting it be known it is what it is, because the problem that I have is the fact of the silence and people trying to walk around and act like it's not happening. Like, I have a strong issue with, you know, certain cops doing crimes for certain things, and they only try to make it one-sided. Like, cops are only shooting black people. Cops ain't only shooting black people.
They're shooting
everybody. It's not just black people, so they even try and, like, paint it that type of picture. Yeah, but that's the
media. But the media does that. You know that.
The media perpetuates this fucked up stereotype, and they perpetuate these. Like, they really perpetuated to a point where, and granted, I'm saying that your armory, I'm not saying that, not by any stretch of the imagination. But what I'm saying is that the media actually gives them more fire. You know, the media really perpetuates a lot of. I'm sorry. I understand your network sucks, but really, we don't need no more drama. This world has already got enough issues. It's trying to put itself together.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we step forward, here comes the media knocking us 26.
They don't care because it's like a thing of they just want to put a panic out there for everyone. It's like a, you know, it's like everything is in panic mode, you know?
That's how freaking Trump got as far as he did, in all honesty. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm about Trump because, personally, I'm not a Trump supporter at all, but that freaking piece of shit, because he is a piece of shit, knows how to play these people. He knows exactly what kind of people to freaking to cater to and to make himself into this freaking savior for freaking racist and left wing crazy ass freaking Tea Party members and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole.
He has given a person like him
Nicole.
The perfect. To create mass hysteria, to create fear where there really shouldn't be. I'm sorry. I don't understand it personally. Like, I'm not listening. It's not that serious. Believe me, as a black woman, I ain't thinking about you.
Well, okay, so
I can
was,
pay
I was
my
just
bills.
Reading, So I was just reading a little. I'm looking at a little bit of the article. Basically, the white, it was a Caucasian gentleman, was I guess he's in a hotel with his family. The police got a call that someone had a rifle in the hotel room. The cops came there, and I guess one thing led to another. But either way, hey, 6105, you're on the air.
Nicole? I'm here, guys. Sorry I'm late.
Okay. Yeah, what up?
Hello, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Don't worry, I had technical difficulties, so don't worry.
Yeah, I got a call before, the line was staticky real bad.
Yeah, see now I know it wasn't now that wasn't my cell phone, but that's what mine was doing. Yeah, exactly.
No, it was probably
three times. It was static.
It was probably,
I had to hang up.
It was probably the mothership calling
Nick.
For y'all.
Nick, it was Cass. It was Cass. Blame it on Cass.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but
okay, well,
you know, my thing is
this.
Back. You know, us versus them. There was two citizens and law enforcement. And, you know, we were talking about something that I saw on Facebook about a cop killing a white dude out in Arizona. And the thing is, you know, people would be stupid to think that it's just a thing of white cops shooting black people and it only affects the black community. That's what the media wants you to think. You know,
right.
Just the race bait people. But the cops, there's people out there that's shooting everybody. And the thing is, what a lot of people, in my opinion, don't differentiate between is there's a job of law enforcement, and then you have kooks that actually get these jobs. And nothing changes. They're still kooks. You have people that actually want to do the job to protect and serve. But then you have people that just want to, you know, shoot and burn. So, you know, I'm not anti-cop. I'm not anti-law enforcement. But I think there really needs to be, just like they want to do background checks on certain people, you know, with guns, you know, and assault rifles, they need to do even more stringent background checks.
Well, yeah, but see, the background check, that's what they do. They do that. That's the thing about it. They do all of that with NYPD
exactly.
Or any law enforcement. They do background checks. They do the psychological and stuff. But the problem is, this is the type of people that they want working
yeah,
in these places.
Exactly.
That's
yeah.
the problem. That's the type of people that they're striving for. They know that person has an issue or a problem. You a psychologist and you know a person that got issues or they got power issues and stuff like that. You know it. But
exactly.
They're going to push him through anyway because, like I said, it's all about, oh, my father's father, uncle, grandfather, somebody was on the force for this amount of years, or they may know somebody. So the thing is, they know what they're doing.
If we're really going to be honest about it, a lot of these cops aren't, like, nowadays you won't find generations of police officers like 20-30 years ago. You won't find that. You won't.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But what you will find are a black people. And I say losers from high school because a lot of these cops that are hired, they still have chips on their shoulders from being abused and ridiculed and bullied in high school.
Yep.
And they take it out on the general public.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, psych evaluation. Of course, they do a background check. As a matter of fact, there was a cop not too long ago who they hired knowing that he had mental issues. And they still, it wasn't in New York, it was somewhere in the Midwest. Wasn't in New York. But they hired him for the sheriff's department at that, knowing this man had psychiatric issues. So
right.
I don't care that background check, because clearly, even after the background check, after the psych eval, they're not caring.
No.
They want these people in these streets. And the problem is, these type of fucking cops, they're putting in urban areas.
Yep, absolutely.
Shows us. In an urban area, you're asking for a problem.
Because they're not keeping it in the five boroughs. You see, they want the dispatcher to be in the five boroughs. The cops need to be in the five boroughs because these people in the suburban area don't know how to handle coming into them. That's the problem.
But
I
that needs to be eliminated.
not only in New York.
I mean, I agree.
The country.
You understand?
Here is
well,
your,
yeah, I mean,
state, you know, upstate. You know, like, it's just how they do this. You can go to any state that has a Chicago, prime example, and that place is a war zone and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it's like that. They put these cops in these urban areas, and a lot of these cops got chips on their shoulders.
Yep.
Unless, even if they're from the area, depending on what happened when they was growing up, they still might have a chip on their shoulders. We got lucky in many respects because growing up in Queensbridge and going to LIC, like we had Officer Williams and his crew. They knew, they pretty much knew everybody from the PJs, and they patrolled the school. But how many times did people were people outside cutting class and Williams would turn and be like, just go somewhere else other than here because I don't want to run you in.
Right, yeah, and that's the issue. That's the issue because they don't put people that know the neighborhood. They want to put people in the neighborhood. They want to put these people that ain't never been around a black person in their life or probably the only time they've seen a black person is maybe once in a while, and that's probably one of the so-called, quote-unquote, good black people.
That's why I say they need to live in the five boroughs.
Right.
Because a lot of these cops, if you ask them where they live, they don't live in the five boroughs.
No,
they
live here in Jersey. Yeah, they
you know,
Jersey, Staten Island,
exactly,
way
exactly.
out in Long
now,
Island.
Hey,
Staten
Island is still part of New York City, people. Don't give it to Jersey.
No comment.
Well,
Island,
I mean,
no, it all depends on where
give
Staten Island.
Listen, New Jersey is already one toxic waste dump. We don't need an island to add on to it. Thank you.
Oh, God.
Well, like I said, Staten Island does
don't
not judge. Count.
Oh, that's burrow.
No, but what, you know,
whatever.
And my thing is when it comes down to the whole thing with, like, no one's life is more valuable than another's. And I, you know, no disrespect, but when a cop dies or gets killed in the line of duty, everybody wants to call him a hero, this, that, and the third, and everything else. But there are people that die every day that go out and save people, and, you know, are they remembered? Like, are they called heroes? You know what I'm saying? Are they being recognized? And I'm not trying to diminish the actions or the job of police officers, but my thing is this. You know, there is a big difference, a big generation gap in cops from yesterday to compared to cops on the street now. And the whole attitude is, I mean, and I can say it, I saw it firsthand, you know, with my kids, you know, mom. Like, she went from a muffin baker to all of a sudden want to be Rambo. Like, she, you know, she was just all tough and everything. And I was like, wow. Like, so it is true. Like, a lot of you punks that used to get your lunch snatched,
uh-huh.
you get a badge, and then all of a sudden you get brave. And I'm like.
Right, you get brave, right.
You don't. And people like that, I don't believe, should have that type of job. If you got an ego, then you don't need to be a cop. Because
right.
being a cop is not about ego. Being a cop is not about being the toughest of the best. Being a cop is about trying to keep the peace. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
just trying to make sure everybody's all right.
Right.
But then,
but you know how it is. Bullies, a lot of them bullies are troublemakers are the ones that become a cop. Be your friend is a cop.
Yeah, that's
don't
true.
Say his name.
Well, oh, yeah, yeah,
what,
yeah.
Somebody's mm-hmm. a cop. Please, that ain't nothing new. Here, know somebody that's a cop. Oh, my, this is a cop. My dad's a cop.
Wait, I'm lost. I'm lost. Who's, wait, who?
B.
Listen.
You know
wait, are
who.
You serious? Wait, are you serious?
You
know
who,
B.
I'm going to tell you this.
I thought he was MTA.
He is a fucking, he is an officer now. I can show you a picture. Okay?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And he's a puppet, yes. And I know he's getting a cut on stuff because he's shady, okay? Yeah, you already know how he get down. Yeah.
Oh,
that is hilarious.
Now,
and you know
exactly.
what? See,
wait. Weren't we just talking about psychological evaluation? Weren't we just talking about that?
Mm-hmm.
But remember,
yeah.
a crazy person can pass a psychological evaluation.
Because
a crazy person
oh, yeah. Like I said, I worked for 911, and believe me, them chicks in there, I don't know how in the hell half of them got that. I don't even know how them biatches even passed the test, let alone psychological, because they fucking crazy. Them chicks
are nuts.
Crazy.
I don't know how you still there.
I'm not. Don't worry. I'm not. Not no more.
Oh.
Don't worry. I got the hell out of there. I can't. I can't.
Yeah,
I can't.
I was ready to go postal up in that place right there. There's some females in there. Mm.
Yeah. But it's basically like what you know. It's basically what we're saying. It's like those people too. It's like they get these. You know, a lot of them didn't have. I feel that a lot of them didn't have a lot of attention, or they were bullied, or nobody paid, or they would like the. You know, they got bullied by the mean girls in high school, and then they got a job like that, and they got their ass on their back afterwards. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of questions that was on the psychological exam. They were stupid.
Exactly.
They need to
bring the guard. They ask you the same question.
Oh,
five
we gotta
times.
Put a note head on for them. I have no sympathy. Because at the end of the day, you're supposed to be an adult. Okay?
Supposed to be.
Yeah,
supposed
to be.
So,
supposed to be.
If you can pretend to be an adult, you're really not supposed to act like that. You're supposed to value life. It doesn't matter who, what, where, and how. You're supposed to value life. You're supposed to treat everyone as an equal. You're not supposed to be freaking this. Oh, this just piece of shit that's got freaking.
But now wait a minute. But wait a minute. Now you do have some people that come to the job, and you know they're just neutral, but then they got to deal with the bullshit.
Right.
Then they got to they on the streets, and then they see what it's about, and it changes them.
Eventually,
you know what I'm saying?
But you know what? It's not even that. Half the time, a lot of them they can do their job. It's just, I just think that they start out as neutral, but they see enough within their ranks, not even on the street, within their ranks that dictates if they want to move on in the department. That's a fact. That is a fact.
Yeah, I mean, the whole department itself is biased.
It's mm-hmm. It's nothing that they'll ever see on the street. Okay, maybe one or two things that they'll see on the street, but that's not what's going to change them. What's going to change them is the corruption within that blue wall. That's the chance a lot of them that start out neutral.
Right. Yep.
Because
it's like being in a gang. It's like oh, you know, that one person in the gang. In the gang is like, you know, they're in the gang and they just like, you know, I don't want to do so and so, but it's just like, oh, if you don't do it, then we gonna F you up too on top, you know, on top of, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's sad.
The only legal street gang.
Right.
Yeah, they are a gang. Like that's they like who's the biggest gang in New York, and it's them. It's sad to say. I mean, it's not just New York. It's all over the country. With whether it's a sheriff's department, whether it's a police force in L.A., it's like yo, they get the badge, they get the title, and then some of them just start going. They lose their mind. They let the ego run rampant.
You know, after that, you know,
And that right there is the issue because, like I said, I don't really see anybody else's life more valuable than the next one's. So it shouldn't be that easy to want to kill somebody. And the sad thing is when you do look at the media and you look on the news, because, I'll write a letter or challenge any news outlet. Show me some black cops. Some, you know, a whole bunch of Hispanic cops and a whole bunch of Asian or Indian cops that are out there shooting people at the rate that you have some of their Caucasian counterparts shooting people at. It's like it seems like every time you turn around, it's always someone white. That always a white cop is always a white cop. But what's even scarier is what's scarier is the white cops ain't even coming out saying nothing. Like, I remember when the whole Eric Garner thing happened, the next thing you know, they're putting on shirts talking about I can't breathe or I can breathe, and they're laughing. Like, dude, somebody just lost their life, and you think that's funny? I bet if that was your brother or your father or your mother, then it wouldn't be funny. And see, and then when you start talking like that, then you're a problem. because they don't want to. Because first of all, they feel that they're not on the same level as you. They're on a higher pedestal because they have knowledge of the CPL and, you know, criminal law, and they're peace officers and stuff like that. Listen, I don't care what you know or how you know it, because guess what? When you don't have that gun, and you don't have that badge, or you don't have that law enforcement title, listen, it's fisticuffs, buddy. You know what I'm saying? It's man to man. And a badge shouldn't be an extension of your penis. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
Well, unfortunately, it is.
But then that means, then to me, that means your penis ain't even that big to begin with. If you feel like you got to use a piece of metal or a gun going to make you feel braver. And that just goes to anybody across the board.
A lot of punks, they want that gun. A lot of those cops out there are punks. They want that gun because they want that power.
Mm-hmm, of course. Because just like you said, it's the same thing, just what we were saying. It's just like, you got bullied all your life, and now it's like, oh, I got a gun now. So now I feel, you know, like I wish I could see that same bully John when I was young. You know, if I see him now, I'm going to show him up. You know, it's just like, get out of here with that. Like, they need to stop. They just really need to stop. And like I said, at the end of the day, you know, it's just sad that, you know, they try to break down everything with us, because like us with the with the Black Lives Matter thing, it's just like anything that has to do with us trying to uplift ourselves, it's a problem.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. It just doesn't make any sense.
I saw something on Facebook today where somebody put K-9 Lives Matter. Like ever since they came up with the Black Lives Matter thing, it's a joke now.
Right, that's
White
what
lives
I exactly.
Matter.
That's
Cat
exactly
lives
what
matter.
I'm
K-9,
talking
dog
about.
Dog Lives Matter. This
dog
lives
matter.
That,
matter. All people lives. I mean, yeah, we know all people lives matter, but that was put out there because that's the whole point of the matter is. Our lives don't matter to them. It really doesn't.
Exactly.
It really doesn't. And you know, I don't know if it's just the media. Like, a lot of that has to do with the media. I'm sure it does. But you're showing the media basically is showing us that they don't care about. Like, we've always known it, but now they're really showing it that they really really don't matter.
Like, I see how some of them move in the projects. And see, my thing is this, Stan. You got a job to do. But don't come in my hood and try to demean me in
right.
front of my family, in front of, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't come here like you're the boss, because that's not what it's about. You're supposed
right.
to be policing the community. Once again, you're supposed to be making sure everybody is safe, whether you like them or not. You're supposed to be objective, not subjective.
Right.
But
right.
a lot of them come in there with their attitudes, their egos, and some of them with their racial, with their whole racist and bigoted, you know, thing. And the first thing they want to do is get somebody. The first thing they want to do is, you know, oh, we're going to get us a nigga tonight, or we're going to do this. And they think it's funny. But the whole thing is this. Then you want somebody, and I'm going to say it, whether people like it or not, but I'm going to say it. But then you want somebody to be remorseful when something happens to a cop. And we don't really know what happened. We don't know what type of person that cop was or what was going on. There's no disrespect to the officer, but at the same time, it should be no disrespect to the person, another person, a citizen that just got shot. And don't
right.
sit there and say, oh, well, he was a dirtbag. He was a perp. You don't know him. Like they talked all this junk about Eric Garner, but Eric Garner had kids.
Right.
Eric Garner was just out there. What he wasn't even supposedly he wasn't even out there selling cigarettes at the time. He was just breaking up a fight. But you're trying to tell me selling cigarettes is worth a man's life?
Right. Absolutely.
Are you serious? You
no,
can't.
That
just...
was about power because, like I said, that little short ass cop that jumped on him, he jumped on it because that was a power thing. That man was a big dude. He was a big dude. So he said, oh, I'm going to get him before he get me. Sir, he's not even making a threat, and he's telling you, don't touch me. And that's my thing. As long as you don't put your hands on me, we good. Just don't touch me. What are you touching me for?
But see, now, but now.
But then it was he's being irate. No, he wasn't being irate. He's telling you, don't touch me.
What'd you say, Nick?
But guys, you know what? Not for nothing. Remember Sean Bell?
Same
Absolutely.
Shit. Same
shit. And they also tried to plant shit on him, which was worse. How are you going to try to plant shit on a dead man?
Well, first of all, that whole Sean Bell thing, we already know it went wrong from jump. So it went from, oh, shit, this went wrong, to make sure everybody in the car is dead. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice, the only person that came out and apologized on TV was the black cop who shot only like two or three times.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? So,
The Chinese guy, make him the scapegoat. Well, no, we're not going to fall. Let him do it.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's not right.
Exactly. And you know what? The whole thing is, once again, it shouldn't be a thing of us against them, but they made it that way.
Right, absolutely.
They made it that way. If you're not one of us, then you're not with us. See, that attitude right there, is going to bring about your own demise, because the first thing, you having a job like that is not about you and everybody that wears a uniform. It's about people, humans, period. Your job didn't say, oh, you have to go out there and enforce the law and only protect other cops. You got to go out there and protect people, too. You can't be picky and choosy about who you want to protect. Just like EMTs, they can't be picky and choosy about who they want to save and who they don't want to save. But then stuff like that makes me wonder, should people even have jobs like this? Like, you see these movies where they replace police officers with robots. Like, maybe, you know what I'm saying, maybe they would be more partial and do a better job because they would be objective. But you put a human in a uniform who's not objective, who's not neutral, you're going to have a problem. Because as soon as somebody steps up to him.
Remember, still had to program the robot.
Did we not see the movie Terminator?
True.
Seriously?
True.
Seriously? Come on.
Yeah, but see, Terminator was mission specific. He was mission specific. That's all.
Yeah,
is.
But then they can. But that's the thing. Then they can try and program them to that thing. Oh yeah,
exactly.
only get the black people.
It's like
we don't have a choice. It's the same damn thing.
You're right. We don't. It's like you're damned.
You know, they'll program
it.
Don't say niggas.
Like,
or say two niggas a day. I mean,
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and that's a reality that we have to deal with. See, conversations like this, you know, people always view negative. Like, matter of fact, I had said something on Facebook the other day, yesterday, and I noticed no one liked it. Not like I care if somebody likes it or not. Oh, because, you know what, there was a clip from, what movie it was? No, not the Rothschilds thing. It was a clip that somebody took from a movie where Mariah Carey was in it and David Banner. It was a slave movie where the white man took they were picking cotton, and the white dude came out the house and took Mariah Carey, who was a slave, and took her in the house and raped her. And the little boy was like, "Dad, where they taking mom?" And then the David Banner was like, "Shut up, boy," and all this and that. So he took her in the house, raped her, and came back outside. And then the little boy looked at his father and said, "Dad, you ain't gonna say nothing?" And then as soon as David Banner said "Hey" to the white dude, the white dude turned around and shot him. And my whole thing is this.
I spazzed.
I put it up there, but I just totally went in, because you know what? It's not like we can forget about the history of slavery and all the atrocities that have been done to black people. But I'm tired of them making money off of it. I'm tired of seeing it on TV. How many times are you going to regurgitate Roots? How many times are you going to talk about Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad? How many times are you going to talk about this? You know, listen, I don't want to hear about shit no more.
Well, you know what?
Hold on, because you know what? As much as they don't want to admit or claim or own up to it, they quick to make a buck off of it. They quit
right.
to keep us in character, and I'm tired of it. I'm simple and plain. I'm tired of it.
Well,
I feel that
I get what you're saying, but I think my thing is, like what I say all the time, this I feel that they should do it for this younger generation, because I say, like I say all the time, this younger generation is so disconnected from everything. And my thing is if you got to go back in order to see where you're going, sometimes that's what needs to be done. I'm not saying that I'm kind of sick of it too. Now I ain't going front. Now that show Underground, I like. I'm sorry, I like it. But at the end of the day, you do get tired of seeing that same thing. You get tired of just seeing the same thing. But that's because that's what we grew up. We grew up watching shows like that, movies like that, Roots and stuff like that. But guess what? This generation, they don't like I said, they're disconnected. They know nothing about any type of history. So my thing is, even if it's a history about slavery and the raping and the beating and the stuff like that, maybe some, hello? Oh. Maybe
yeah,
some of
them
need to. Hello?
Yeah, hello. Because you're breaking up like that?
You breaking up.
Somebody's breaking up real bad.
That's, I think it's you.
Oh, my God. Again? And
well,
I'm on the house phone this time.
Well, listen.
Oh,
it's the big.
You know,
it's,
I think
listen,
it's where.
No, no, it's the topic of conversation.
Yeah,
it
may
like,
be
oh,
that.
It
I think,
like
I, think
have,
I think my house is bugged or something. Because I mean, it's like it's ridiculous. It's like every time I start getting on the phone and start anyway. But as I was saying, I think
well,
just,
nobody,
like I said,
nobody
even if,
underground, nobody underground got Jordans on. Nobody underground got skinny jeans on. So,
but what I'm saying is this is what these kids need to see. Sometimes that's why I said sometimes if you got to go back to see where you're going. Sometimes it has to happen because they are disconnected. All these kids know is Facebook, Instagram, taking selfies, Snapchat. That's all they know. And all that bullshit that these damn rappers is talking about. They don't know about history. These kids don't know nothing about history. My younger son asked me, I think it was when Martin Luther King Day. He asked me, well, Ma, is this a holiday that they just made? I said, yeah, it's kind of just that they really did just pass the law of even having that, of even having a holiday. I said, this is just like recent. It's not like it's been happening for years, like George Washington or Lincoln or something like that. This is something that just started when you was like a baby.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
this is what I'm saying. Like I said, we get tired. We're tired of it because we're used to seeing it. This is what we grew up watching. These kids don't know nothing about the history, and if they do
well,
see it, they when they do see it, it goes in one ear and come out the other side.
What'd you say, Nick?
I don't like this new stuff they're doing. I think it's our job to educate them, and we should have them go back to what we watch.
I don't like it.
We don't need a reboot of Roots. We have Roots already. We don't need a reboot of Queen.
Let them
watch
the old one.
Old
That's
reboot.
What I say too.
Well, but see, but now what Nick said was like, I got that. The thing is, we need to educate parents.
Right.
I'm not attacking parents, but I'm just saying, if you get, see, that's the thing. We don't, a lot of us out here don't take the time. Because, and there honestly are some parents that don't have the time. And some of them are so young, some they don't even know themselves.
That's what
you know
I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
The younger ones
on.
Are disconnected themselves and their parents.
Like the mannerisms and everything else. I mean, listen, you can't take like you notice with NYPD, they'll take you from 21 to 35, of 35 or 36,
yes.
And basically,
35.
because they feel after a certain age, like 36, like you can't be programmed, like you can't be controlled. Like after a certain age, like you know, we can take you from 21, 36, and we can make you what we need to make you what we want you to be.
Right.
But after a certain age, it's like, nah, you'll be set in your ways. We don't want to be bothered. I don't think it has anything to do with the physical issues because there's people out there older than all of us put together that's more active than all of us.
Right.
They're probably running the streets right now. You know what I'm saying? But the
exactly.
thing is, they need those
like
minds.
Mold.
Exactly. So they can put the bad impression in them. And it's sad to say it like that, but once again, you can't sit there and give somebody, you can't give a 21-year-old a gun and say, go out there and make arrests. Things are going to work out well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't do it because they're already going out. Some of them are scared. Some of them don't know what to expect. But then
right,
they're listening, like you said.
In their head. Somebody's putting in their head certain things
already. They're savages. They're dogs. They're dogs out there. They piss in the corners. They do this. They do that.
Yep.
And then
you go in that trap house. You don't know what's going to happen. You go
exactly. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing. And then they're going out there on the streets with this preconceived notion that, oh my gosh, like these guys are out here to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
When 9 times out of 10, do you really think those cats on the street are out there to kill you? Listen, they out there minding their business doing what they doing. They hoping not to run into you so they won't have to get into an altercation with you. You
right.
know what I'm saying? But it's like some of them force a confrontation. Like Jared, cousin, said it the other day. He said what's so scary is all they have to say is stop resisting and then bang. Like, as soon as they say stop resisting, it's an automatic authorization to just kill you.
Right.
And it's true.
Right.
Because nowadays, anything can be interpreted as resisting.
Yep.
You say something, it's resisting. Like, especially after that Eric Garner situation, once again, I believe, I could be wrong, but they went on the books and under the covers and changed the whole thing of resisting. Like, what is resisting arrest? Because they were trying to say what he was doing was resisting. The man was just saying, don't touch me. Like, don't do this. Because if he wasn't under arrest, I agree. There's no reason to touch him. Unless you're arresting him, there's no reason. Unless you're detaining him for some reason, there's no need to touch him. But I guess they felt empowered because they have the right to do so, that we're going to do what we want to do, how we want to do it. So that's what escalated the altercation. So my thing is, one little cop trying to prove that he's tough, and he probably went back to the priest and talked about, yeah, I got this nigga. Yeah, we did this. Yeah. And mind you, he had priors himself.
Mm-hmm.
He even had an open case of
abuse of power.
Abuse of power. Yeah, excessive force. So my whole thing is like, yo, you can't have a job as a cop and want to go out there and do the right thing if your mind is not set on the right thing. Because like you said, Mika, and like you said, Nicole, back in our days when we was in school, you had the officers that was coming around and they was like, yo, check it. Don't be here when I come back around the corner.
Right.
And you know what? Cats was like, let's not be here when he come back around the corner, because you know what? We gave him that respect. As much as people try to think that it's kind of a backwards, but yeah, we gave them that respect. Why? Because we weren't trying to get locked up. Yeah, we were doing goofy shit, but we weren't trying to go to jail. We weren't trying to be like a problem. Just like I remember back in the days, used to have the drug dealers in front of the building selling their little drugs. But you know what? You know what was so interesting about it back in the days? And, of course, Nicole, Mika, you can relate. Them drug dealers in front of the building, when they saw your mama or they saw your grandmama, what's the first thing they did? Yo, such mother coming. Yo, stop putting that
up
in that way.
Yep,
yo,
stop.
Yo, stop cursing. Yo, some mom, his mom come. And they see your mother with groceries. I remember. Well, then you see my mother with groceries. They're helping her with the groceries. And then my mother giving them $5. I'm like, Ma, they selling drugs. They don't need no money. She said, shut up, boy. I'm like, wow, but you know what? Respect.
Yeah. Respecting. Something that they don't have no idea of.
It's not here anymore.
They don't have it.
Yeah.
Not there. They don't care to have it. That's why I had to tell my younger son about one of his friends. Like the other day, I was telling somebody else, and I told him, you have to make these people. He was like, oh, the boy, he's scared of me. No, I don't care if he's scared of me. He's going to respect me. okay? I don't care what the deal is. He's going to learn how to come when he comes into someone's home. You speak to them. You don't come
exactly.
in and you go hiding behind something and go run. No, you're not going to do that. And I told him, I said, every time he comes in his house, he better speak to me. And guess what? That's what he does. Every time he comes in, he speaks to me. You see me in the street, yeah, you better speak to me also. I'll call you
that's
out in a minute because, like I said, it's a respecting, and that's a sad thing. These young people don't have – and it's not just the men. The young boys. It's the girls and the boys. They don't have no respect. They don't care. But you know where that starts from? That starts from home. If you don't have
that's
no
right.
respect for your mother or your father or whoever you live with, you damn sure ain't going to have no respect for a teacher or a police officer or somebody else that may be trying to teach you to do the right thing. Like I said, I see them when they on the bus. Them kids be loud and they cussing like crazy. And I'm not talking about no 17, 18-year-old teenagers. I'm talking about 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, 11-year-olds
yeah.
cussing like crazy. When we was that age, we'd be scared because we know somebody mama going to be on that bus. Somebody grandmother going to be on that. Or guess
yep.
what? If you see somebody that's older than you, you're going to be kind of cautious about cursing because you're like, I don't want to do that in front of, a person. But these kids don't have no respect. And it's just, it's sad that it's a breakdown of that. It's just sad. It just doesn't, I don't get it.
Well, that's
I can't,
how they want
I can't
it.
Get it.
And I blame one of the agencies, and I'll keep throwing their name out there. I blame ACS. I blame the city. I blame these certain agencies like that when they sit there and tell you, you're not supposed to hit your kid or you're not supposed to discipline your kid. Like, listen, there's all levels of discipline. Let me tell you something. I'm sure everybody, all of us, there ain't no one here on this phone right now that can sit there and say, oh, I ain't never got my ass whipped. Listen, we all got our ass whipped.
That's right.
And
right.
real and listen, I ain't never did a lick of time. I got a nice job, you know what I'm saying? Ain't none of y'all ever did lick of time, nice jobs, all this
yeah,
and that.
That's right.
Even if you don't have a nice job or not, it don't even matter. Still a respectable citizen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And
the thing
yeah.
is, and my whole thing is, cops are not going out there. It's like they forget that they are people. If they think they're a uniform. Some of them are not going out there and taking the time to be like, yo, telling these kids, like, yo, listen, don't be an ass. Go somewhere. Go do something with yourself because I don't want to have to lock you up tonight.
Right.
But then again, you got to look at the flip side of it. Some of these cats out here think jail is a rite of passage.
Oh,
so
yeah.
they're giving
oh,
them.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It don't bother them.
They think jail is cool.
Street cred.
And get
yep. street cred.
They don't,
listen,
they, it doesn't bother them. Those things don't, it don't faze them. These, certain things and situations do not faze these young people.
Well, yeah, well, if you look at TV nowadays, it desensitizes you to every damn thing.
Right.
Like they make crime seem like it's snatching an apple off a fruit stand.
Right.
Like it ain't nothing.
I'm gonna tell you a perfect example. Like I said, after 9/11, we were traumatized, but these kids, it wasn't real to them. I was watching something about it, like maybe a little bit after it happened, and they were saying that a lot of the kids, it really didn't bother them too much, and I think it's because of the video games that they were using. Because at that time, you had the video games with all those different graphics, and on the video games you seeing stuff blow up and this, that, and other. So guess what? That's not bothering you because it's like, okay, maybe it's a game. These kids are not thinking, dog, that's real. Okay,
so
that's real that happened. Until you take them down and let them see, it's real. It's not here anymore. That wasn't a game.
Because I've done things like that and they're stupid. Because I play video games and all that. And you should know the difference between real and a game. So if
but,
you can honestly sit there and not feel that, sometimes you're like, you come on.
We do, but if you see, you have to realize something. And you know why I say that? Because I have two sons and my sons play video games. And I had my nephew, I'm going back to when he was playing video games back in the 80s. The graphics are different. The type of video games that my nephew played back in the 80s, well, let's say 87, 88, 89, the graphics were different. It was more fun games. It wasn't like a lot of these games that they have now with a lot of things blowing up, war, and all that other stuff. Now, when my sons were growing up playing games, that's when Grand Theft Auto came out, all those type of games. So this is what I'm saying. Yes, you and I can play that video game and know, okay, this is what happened is real.
We know it's a video game.
Right, we know it's a video game. But to a child that's growing up in this era and they're seeing this, they don't see that as real. They don't see certain situations happening as it's being real. Oh, Grand Theft Auto, they went to the strip club, and then after the strip club, they had a fight and a shootout, and the guy got killed and this, that, and that. They don't know that that can really happen. They're not putting the two and two together. Like, if they hear it on the news or something, they don't see or hear that, oh, that really happens.
Well,
they think, oh, that's a video game.
Like you said, it's not shocking. I mean, I remember back in the days, you know, when somebody pulled out a gun, it was like, whoa. Because before, you know, it was a bunch of fists and box cutters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Mika, Nicole, you know, remember TA7?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was a box cutter back in the booth.
Wow.
Yo, and
you,
it's like, yo.
TA7, what was that?
You went.
Yeah, TA7. It was a majority Spanish gang that
ran freaking 125 and fucking
yeah. They were big in Flushing. They were big in Queens, Flushing, Queens. But they rode the 7 line, because the 7 line went from like 42nd Street all the way through Flushing.
Mm.
So
yeah, the fast transformers.
But they were straight.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. Oh
yeah. The Decepticons and all that. But that was back in our day.
Yeah. And that was a lot of, and they wasn't shooting, they was fighting and slashing each other.
Thank you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They were fighting and slashing each other, but now Cass is just really on some, like, yo, finish them, like, permanently. And it's like, yo, you don't understand. Like, you think taking somebody's life is like, I don't want to ever do something like that.
Right.
But you got cats out here that think that it's like, it's supposed to happen. Like, yeah, we're supposed
mm-hmm.
to take lives. It's okay to do it. Like, I don't know. And then, but once again, how do you think the cops feel when they going out there and they know there's cats out there that just don't care? That are just like, yo, if you do it to me, I'm going to do it to you.
Right.
You know,
it's,
I mean.
Bad.
Yeah, it is sad. And it's like, should they be held to a higher standard when they do something wrong? Me, personally, absolutely, because you should know better. Because you know the system. You are part of the system. So you should know better. Because to know better is to do better. But apparently
mm-hmm.
that's not the case. And like those cops were saying, yeah, they're forced to go out there and they have to meet these quotas. So basically you're forcing people to go out. You're forcing cops to go out there and arrest people for petty stuff. Just to make numbers. Which doesn't make any sense at all. And I'm just like, wow, is this what it's come to?
Pretty much. But it's been a long time coming. It's just gotten progressively worse.
Right, yeah. It's been coming. It's been coming
and it's been building. I'm telling you, when it really hits, it's gonna be some real shit. Make no mistake.
It ain't really hit already. I thought it was already here.
Oh,
and it's like, you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Like, I carry a firearm for a living, for work. And sometimes I be nervous walking by the cops because, I mean, there's been situations with other dudes at my job where cops may have stopped them on the humble.
Mm-hmm.
Or they noticed that, you know, they may have the little pancake. They notice something is on their hip or something. And, you know, they were like, yo, I told the cop I'm on my way to work or I'm on my way home. And they're like, well, where's your ID? I saw my license. I saw him this. And they still get locked up. Are you serious?
Hey,
I remember one dude on my job.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say, what about that postal worker?
Yeah.
Fucking man. Really?
I'd like to know why the feds is not getting involved, because that was a federal crime, because they left the mail truck out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, if the feds
aren't
working...
Wait, say that again? The feds are what? They aren't?
They're not getting involved, and I would like to know why. Because they left the mail truck out there.
The most that that
yeah, and you leaving
wow.
people checks and all that thing
that.
Out there.
I didn't think about that. I didn't think about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's a you understand that's a and federal crime with the mail, and they left the whole truck out there. He didn't have the car; he had the mail truck.
Right, and people made people got their checks and stuff going on out
that's
there.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I want to know why the feds ain't getting into this. They should step in.
Because
you
know why?
You know why? Because the dude was black. That's just my opinion. I fixed it. Sorry, my opinion. If he was white, all hell would broke loose.
Oh yeah,
well,
exactly. Because
God said, he said the only thing he really wanted was an apology from the cop. Which I'm like, seriously, he didn't make it a bigger thing.
Just an apology? What? An apology? No, he just.
I kid you not. I kid. But you know what?
Guess what? His wife is a cop.
Right.
But he didn't make a big stink out of it either. He really didn't. Just listen, if it was that big of a deal to him, honestly, don't you think we would have heard more about
really
it?
He can't really make a big. He can't because his because his either wife or girlfriend is a cop.
Okay.
The postal worker.
Yeah, his girlfriend
wow.
is a cop.
Yeah, so he gotta be careful or they'll retaliate against her ass. That's how.
Wow.
Yeah,
see, you see how that bull crap goes.
And
so, why,
so he can't really do nothing because then they'll get her ass.
Right, right.
And they get down like that. I dare somebody to say they don't.
Oh, yeah, hell
because,
yeah. They think they don't.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because I have to go over there and make the duty captain tell the people to go run for. They didn't like some guy. He was running for 85. They wasn't going. I had to raise the duty captain and tell them nobody's going. Yeah, it's petty.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep. She's damn sure right. Yep. That's exactly
and
what they do.
And y'all not going to get me in trouble, so I'm going to raise the duty captain on the air.
Yep.
I'm going to get everybody involved and
yep.
make the president listen. Y'all going to hear me.
Yep.
And that's when you know they'll be coming
so
to get you.
That's what I said about that job. That's why I was like, listen, y'all not going to sit up there and you know, I was in doing the dispatching, and the whole point of the matter is, like I said, I didn't really like doing it, but it was my job to do. But it's like, I'm new at this. Y'all not going to have me sitting up on here, and the next thing you know, I put in something wrong, or somebody don't go to the job, or somebody don't go somewhere. Y'all not going to be coming to my house trying to hem me and my kids up because
exactly.
one of y'all people's got hurt or something like that. Hell no.
Yeah, they'll give you an address and everything up.
Yep, they sure
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Put it right out there.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
sad.
And that whole thing
was, that's
that
really
whole
sad.
Thing was 9/11.
Yeah, that's what they
that
do. They'll put you on blast. Let something happen
yeah.
to an officer on your watch. They will put you on blast. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And you got other cops that don't even know what's going on or have anything to do with it. Turn around and say, yeah, let's get them. Like, yeah. Like, you don't even know what happened. I don't care. It was somebody in blue. Like, just because somebody in blue, that don't mean they was down for you. And it don't mean they would do the same for you. Like, one thing was interesting. My kid's mother, before she left the academy years ago, the instructor told them to go get a copy of Serpico. So she went and got it, and we both sat down and watched it. And after it was done, I looked at her and said, and you want to join this shit? I said, this dude is standing up to telling the truth. He cares, and they're trying to kill him. And you want to join this shit?
Right.
Don't be mad because you crooked, and I know it. Just
right.
do you. If I ain't saying nothing, you just do you. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just, it's basically a situation, just walk away. But you got some cat that just got to, you know, they do dirt. They got mud all up under their fingernails, and
yep.
they want to call you out.
Yep.
Don't call me out. Don't call me out because, you know what I'm saying, all you're doing is calling yourself out. But you got so many people within these departments who protect one another, but we don't have anybody to protect us as citizens.
Right.
It's like the law is not even protecting us from the law enforcement.
Nope.
So it's like, what do you do?
Yeah, like, deal with it. That's what they went through.
Nah. There's certain things you can and you can't deal with, especially when we're out here being killed and you guys out there, like, oh, it was self-defense, oh, he resisted arrest. You're lying. Like, you know what I'm saying? These cops, are, some of them are just blatantly lying and getting away with it.
And know they're going to get away with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Some of them do it knowing that they're going to get away with it.
Yep.
They're like, well, hey, it doesn't matter. We, you know what I'm saying? We do the paperwork and make it look like it happened like this.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
That's sad. That's sad. And
but,
I really can't believe
it. But that's how
Nicole.
They do. That's how they've always done.
It's sad.
And Nicole, I really can't believe what you just told me. I really
you
can't believe that's gone.
Believe it. I'll send you a picture.
I really can't believe that.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll send you a picture.
Whoa. Of all people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what would happen? Mm-hmm. So what would happen if he ran into dinner? I can't laugh too loud, McCall. And you know what? That's scary. To run
it
into
is
somebody.
I know the type of person he is.
And that's sad.
That's very scary.
He's the type of person.
A lot of people think he's a cool person. They don't really know the real him. You know what I mean? They think, oh, he's so quiet.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah,
that's a chameleon.
That's a chameleon.
And
the sad thing about it is I was warned. He's a snake, and that snake carries a gun now. And I'm so happy that he got in there before I got out, because I said to myself, and Lord forgive my heart, if he's in there, when I'm in there, he's running, I'm stepping away from the radio because I'm not helping him. I told him I will step away from the radio because I wasn't helping. I would say, somebody take this. And so I'm glad as soon as I left, he got in there. God is good. And
wow.
We switched roles. Now I'm NCA and he's PD, because before it was the other way around. Yeah. Yeah, God is good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a damn shame.
It is, yeah.
Just when you thought you knew somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
Dies the bullet, girl.
Yes, a big one.
Yeah, she does more than a bullet. She does the cannon. does the cannon right there. And like I said, I mean, it's and you know what? We hear it, we've heard it, but there has to be some truth to it. Like, there's only one cat that I've seen from high school that's a cop now that wasn't a sucker. It was only one kid, really. He wasn't a sucker. And you know what I'm saying? I respect him very much to see that. Wow, he's doing this and this and that. But there's a couple other cats that I saw who were suckers, and I saw them in a uniform, and they had the nerve to be like, "You behaving yourself?" I'm like, "Am I behaving myself? I used to whip somebody's ass for you one time." And you ask me, I'm like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. I mean, basically, it's never going to really change the us versus them type attitude. There's always going to be some type of wall between people who are citizens.
That's only
going
to change if they change it.
They're not going to.
No time soon.
No.
Well,
you know,
they're going to
be forced to change. Things are going to shift, and it's going to be nasty when they do.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Well, it's going to take a radical. It's going to take something real serious to get a change of that magnitude to happen.
Yeah, but how serious does it have to be? You already got people in these rallies, you know, fighting one another, fighting because of the things that, you know, Trump is saying. Like, I mean, how much? How much is going to be enough? You know what I'm saying?
Until a lot of people get hurt.
Pretty much.
Well, actually, if you notice, when those two cops got shot by that dude from Philly,
uh-huh.
after the two cops that got shot, then it seemed like then there was an outcry for peace. But there was no real outcry for peace when, you know what I'm saying, the person that got killed. I think it was after the Akai Gurley shooting, and that's when the two cops got shot, I believe. The whole thing is, where was the outcry? Because Gurley got killed.
Right.
You were actually
when the two cops
that?
Got killed. Yeah, when the two cops got killed, next thing you know, it's like, whoa, 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 okay, shit's real. Everybody got to chill. Then people wanted to get humble. Then,
right,
you know
but then
what I'm saying?
But it only lasts for a little while. That's another problem that, yeah, everybody gets humble, but they get humble for a little while. And then they go back to doing what they were doing.
But my thing is this. It shouldn't take somebody losing their life to humble you.
Right, absolutely.
But unfortunately, that's the way they're wired nowadays, you know? The disconnect is on such a level, most completely, it's beyond, they're just, for lack of a better word, they're zombies. They're literally just going through the motions.
Uh-huh.
They don't fix anything, you know?
Right.
And what do? They suck your energy out. You know, these are those type of people.
Yep. That's what I'm saying, it's just like a disconnect. Nobody care. You know, it's like what happened to people caring? Nobody wants to care anymore.
Except for about themselves.
Yeah, it's all about me and mine, and you know, nobody cares about their fellow man anymore, or fellow woman.
Well, because it's
just don't give a fuck.
Society,
right? Absolutely.
Society makes the criminal look cool. So it's
which
like, so
sad.
why be a good person?
But then again, why are you my people for that? Just curious. Like, although Idris Elba playing Stringer Bell, hot damn.
He's playing what?
Oh,
when Idris was in The Wire, when he was on The Wire.
Oh.
Here we go.
Listen,
I
just want to talk about. Let me talk about the Walking Dead ending right quick.
No.
Oh God. No. You can't do that. I don't think it was good.
Yeah, but we can't talk about it because he didn't. Yeah.
I didn't even see the last 5 episodes.
Damn, 5 you missing? Oh my God.
Listen, I work night. That's not right.
I work nights too.
Yeah, you better hurry up and get it together, brother.
Wow.
I'm trying. I hope
you try before October get here.
Listen, y'all can talk about the last 10 minutes. I'll give you that. Last 10 minutes.
Last 10 minutes.
Dad, Nicole, let it rip.
About what, The Walking Dead?
Please don't do it.
You didn't watch it?
Of course I did. And all I kept saying, that's not
me.
John Winter.
I was excited who he was. I was like, yes.
Yeah, I like Negan. I like him. Now, what he did, I don't like.
But you're not supposed to.
Huh?
Listen, Negan and Lucille, they are coming to wreck.
Yeah, Lucille is no joke.
That's it.
I can't.
Now,
wait.
See, look at that. You guys are you like the bad guy. You don't like the bad guy, but
we know the bad guy. We know the bad guy. He's from our show, Supernatural.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's like John Winchester.
Oh, that's where he's from.
That's
yep.
John Winchester. Dad went on a hunting trip. That's right.
Oh, okay. I knew he looked familiar. I was like, wait a minute, he looks familiar.
You know why you don't recognize him? Because he lost a lot of weight and looked real.
Yeah.
Yes. Ooh. I love a thin man. Oh.
But you talking about you missed the first last 5, man? Yo, you better come on now. You gotta be slipping, son. You slipping.
Yeah, get it together.
I'm sorry.
Come on, what you do when you come home?
I'm going to get some sleep.
Okay.
I need
sleep
to get sleep.
That time. Come on now. But you're old. You're
Listen,
not old.
That's not the point. The point is I need to get some sleep.
I get free food. When I come in, I watch my stuff and then get some food.
Sometimes I just come and go to sleep.
Just make sure you get it together, brother, because I'm telling you, that the last episode, you're going to just be like, what in the hell is going on here?
Well, I heard, a couple of people told me they were disappointed. And the last
I wasn't
episode.
Disappointed. I was just like, I'm mad. I ain't going to say disappointed. I'm mad.
Yeah, a couple people expressed their anger, too.
Yeah, I'm mad because it's just like, dog, how you going to do this? Like, but the only thing I could say that makes up for it is Fear of the Walking Dead.
I couldn't get into it.
I have yet to watch it.
I couldn't get into
it. I'm telling you, you watch it because it's gonna put everything in perspective with The Walking Dead.
Oh,
well,
God, I gotta try again. It's boring to me.
I finished season 1 and 2 of Daredevil.
Oh, you did?
I didn't start it. I don't say that. I didn't start it yet. Shush.
Yeah, Daredevil.
I haven't watched that show. I don't know. It's just I haven't watched it as of yet, so I can't.
I like
Daredevil. Comment
good.
On that.
I saw the first season.
Especially
one
season
yet.
Two. Season 2 is definitely. Yeah.
I heard.
Yeah, I'm feeling season 2.
And y'all know Power's coming back on soon, so.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be interesting. But you know what the thing is? Power's been gone so long. It's like, you got to watch last season just to
catch up, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, get back in the groove. Like, wow.
To do that, to catch up.
When's the last time Power was on?
In June.
Damn. Almost a year ago.
Yep.
Yeah, they take that long. That's how come I'm not watching it right now. Because I'll binge watch and watch that whole thing in one day.
That's how I got into the show. I watched it like the whole day. As a matter of fact, it took me 2 days to watch like the whole season, like the whole two or three seasons. What was it, two seasons, right? Two seasons? Or three seasons?
Yeah. It's only two seasons. This is coming in
two seasons, season. Right. It took me like 2 days to watch the whole two seasons, so...
Wow.
Now, I gotta ask Mika.
Yeah.
I can't, Mika. I really can't. What is this with Empire? It's like the first season, I couldn't do
it
no more.
Okay. I'm going to explain this in a language that we can all comprehend and understand.
Please.
People, Dynasty, the
you
Kobe,
don't break
the
up. You're breaking up.
Landed.
You're breaking up.
What?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for now, yeah.
Is that the Black version of Dynasty? Kobe, Knox Landon,
no.
And
oh,
Death.
Heck no.
Nah, it's something.
This is.
Mm-mm.
What else could it possibly. Listen, that's the only thing. There's nothing else. It's my prime time so far. That's what it is.
You know
I enjoy it too.
All right. You know what my problem is?
I'm listening.
I think, listen, I'm not knocking him, and I'm not knocking her. But see, when you had shows like Knots Landing or Dynasty and this, that, and third, you really didn't have well-known
actors.
Characters in there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, your actors. Like, first of all, Terrence Howard, he ain't no gangster to me, man. Like this, come on, son. Like it's not just because he's light skinned. It's because of the fact that look at the roles that he like. He doesn't come across like that. Like he can't do. Like he's more of a smooth dude. He can't come across hard. You know what I'm saying? Like I can't get into his character. Like
I feel you because I feel the same way too. He don't look hard. Like he don't look like he lived a hard life or nothing like that.
But also, and Mika can relate. As a I would say used to be former MC. What kind of rapper or whatever? What is he supposed to be? A rap singer? A singer rapper? Like what is he? Like what? Like what did he build the empire off of? What?
Cookie serving X amount of years in jail and the drug money that she had because he took it
no.
and then he his rap.
But he was but
his,
well, he was rapping
he,
or was he
doing,
singing and rapping?
He was doing music. You're, he was like, I think both.
Listen, the,
nah,
listen,
nah.
You're actually going way too far with this.
Exactly.
Like,
it's
what
a TV
do?
Show.
Listen, look at
me. Sit down and watch it.
You're going too far. This is basically what the show is. And just like all of the talking about before, what do they all have in common? Boy, okay. Right? They all have
well,
a
we got
a. All have a whole lot of money, right? And they're all stabbing each other. What more is
4600. Call the 4600. You're on the air with the menu. What's up?
What's up? It's Bianchi. Hey.
What's up?
Yeah, I'm talking about, I guess you're referring to the Empire, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, I was hoping that that would be better than what it was. I only seen part of it one time, and I listened to what people commented about the other time. But you're talking about Dynasty. I was hoping that that would be on the lines of a Dallas with J.R. Ewing and the Ewing family.
Oh, that was my show.
Well, yeah, but
yes.
You know what? Because Dallas, the deception was more believable. There were certain things that
were
just
Dallas
more believable
more
with
than
Dallas.
Than
yeah, it was.
Dallas was
it
safer.
Was.
This
entire thing, it's too much of this fake street going on. It's too
well,
much.
Well, and in history, there was a black man who did do sort of like what J.R. Ewing did. He was in Texas. His name was Jake Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake Simmons, starting back in the 1920, created Simmons Oil. And he created an oil dynasty in Texas. And that would have been an excellent story. Empire could have mimicked, you know, his lifestyle. I think Simmons Oil finally went out of business here in the 1970s. I'm not sure. But you have had people, blacks, African-Americans, who have parallel Dallas. And I was hoping, as I said earlier, that the Empire would have, you know, been some sort of resemblance of that, because it's not inspiring whatsoever right now.
No, it's not. I mean, my thing is this. I the first season was cool, but then after that, it just kind of fizzled out for me. I was expecting more of a plot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes, like, you can't always, like, it may be a street show, but sometimes you got to take it out of the street. You got to take it someplace else, you know, and not only, it seemed like they're only catering to a certain demographic.
Right.
And that's my issue with it. Like, they need to,
because
like you really want to make
have
money.
A storyline for it. It's like, just like you said, that the street stuff is like overpowering what the storyline is about.
Yeah, and it's kind of like fake street.
Yeah, it could have demonstrated business, you know, especially
right.
out of the box business. That you don't find African Americans involved in. Now there are some, but there's not a many. I mean, you can't be selling shea butter and incense and black soap and DVDs and stuff like that. The story of Jake Simmons, well, that would have been a good story, a plot that Empire could have followed. But anyway, I'll continue to listen to your show.
Oh, well, thank you, sir, for your commentary. We appreciate you calling. In your opinion, I'm going to try and give Empire another. I'm going to try and give it another shot. I was briefly watching it, and the episode caught me a little bit because, well, Hakeem is now like the head of Empire. Now,
yeah.
He's the head of Empire, and
Brother B, you're really serious.
What?
You're, like, real serious about this. Like,
because.
Listen.
I have a serious problem. Listen, what they say, art imitates life. And my thing is this. Now you have a reversal. You have people that are trying to live
you know what
they're watching on TV.
I got to say this. You're sounding as bad as Puffy did when this show came out, and he wanted to sue them because he swore this was about his life. This show,
I'm just saying.
It's just entertaining. That's, you know, you're as bad as those people that want like.
You're breaking up again. Listen, my thing is, if you're going to do it right. Listen, if you're going to do it right. Like, you know what? Listen. I don't watch much TV. I don't watch much TV, but when I do watch it, I want to see something good. Like,
did you really just do the most interesting man in the world?
Huh?
Did you really just do the most interesting man in the world? I don't always watch TV. But
no,
when
yeah, that's right. You're damn right. Yeah, I don't always watch TV, but my whole thing is just the fact that when I do watch it, I want to watch something like good, like intriguing, like The Wire. The Wire was intriguing.
Oh, The Wire.
You know what I'm
awesome.
Saying? Like, yeah, exactly. And if you're gonna do a show, make sure it's if it's not The Wire, make sure it's better than The Wire. Or it's running on the lines of that. Not to say it has to be, of course, the same plot, but, like, make it good. Like,
but you
the episode that I saw, did he really have Hakeem give Hakeem a gun and say, oh, shoot me. You better kill me because next time I see you, I'm going to kill you. Who says corny shit like that?
Really? But B, I got to say this. I do. It is wrong. It's the fine line. You're good enough
it's the what?
First.
Hello?
You breaking up. Stop breaking
you
up.
You breaking up, girl.
Damn.
Yeah, because I can't. You breaking up real bad.
No, I'm sorry.
Listen, regardless, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to give it a shot, but I don't know, man.
Oh, man.
I don't know. You still breaking up, man. If you only breaking up because you be watching Empire. That's what I think it is, man. You trying to go hard for Empire. That's what I think is going on.
Obviously, you saw a little bit of Empire, and you knew about that situation. Obviously, you taking a look at it.
Okay, Brother
no,
B, all right, how's this? Is this better?
What? Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
You're good. You sound
okay.
good now.
Listen
good.
To me very carefully.
Good.
Listen to me. I'm not defending. Dude, I'm not defending the show. You're just scary
okay.
right now because
Why?
It's a primetime soap opera, and you're getting mad over a soap opera. That's all
because
this is. It's a
listen.
Soap opera. It's like
I kind of agree with him because I can't get into that show either because it's too much. It's not my thing. Is my problem is it's just like he was saying before. It's like people are trying to mimic that lifestyle, and it's like stop it. Just like with Love and Hip Hop and all that stuff. Stop it. Stop trying to mimic
I'm sorry.
Something
Listen.
That you're not.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Tell the truth.
I
is Negro
that.
Is Negro buffoonery.
I'm Ratchet.
It's
I'm
Negro
sorry,
buffoonery.
I love
That's
Ratchet.
What it is.
I watch it.
It's buffoonery.
And then they don't have, like I said, and it's like the other stuff is overpowering the story. Like if it's about business or it's about her with her business and him and with the business and all that, focus on that. Stop focusing more on the other nonsense or the other retardedness that they got going on there.
But
yeah,
it's
like
entertaining.
What's entertaining about taking your son to the bottom of the bridge? What's so entertaining about taking your son to the bridge and say, give him a gun and say, here, you better shoot me because next time I'm shooting. I can't get over that ignorance.
Yeah, that's
like,
that's
are you serious? Like, are you, like, for real?
Then, how many times did the kids try to kill J.R. Ewing? I'm just curious. How
yeah, but they
times?
Tried to kill him. They tried to kill him because he was evil. That's
exactly.
a big difference.
Well, so
yeah,
is Lucius, damn it.
You know, the
they
right?
did
so,
it.
They're different.
So is Lucius.
I
can't take.
But,
I'm sorry, but I can't take Empire that serious. I just can't. Empire to me is just a soap opera.
But see, my thing is
okay.
I'm gonna tell you like this. That's my thing. If you can't take a show seriously, you don't need to be watching. Like The Walking Dead, I take that show very serious.
Listen, I can watch a comedy whenever I want.
I don't
know
that.
You know what? Now, but look, listen. House of Cards.
Oh my God.
House of Cards is good. How many? You know, House of Cards is deep, but a lot
okay.
of times it's like, oh, I can't get into this that and the third. But if you really look at House of Cards, House of Cards is deep. House of Cards is basically showing you some cards that you don't even know about, but people ain't really checking for it. I can
that's still in my queue, so.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, even what about Luther? How many people are
Luther? Oh, please. Dude,
Luther.
You know season four?
I didn't finish watching it.
Season four is already out. Season four is out. It's on freaking. Listen, season four is on Showbox right now. Just so we understand, okay? Thank you.
Yeah, bro, Luther, man.
Luther is serious.
Yeah,
that's
now
serious.
Now,
I'm trying to think what the hell show was that was. Okay.
That's Idris Elba. That's on. Oh, you gotta get it on Showbox, girl.
On BBC.
That's Idris. Yeah.
So
that's for my future.
Now,
that's for my
and Hulu, something like that.
Hulu has Hulu has seasons 1 through 3. Netflix,
okay,
not, Showbox has season 4. Season 4 hasn't been released in this country yet. It's on Showbox, though.
Yeah,
oh, you know I know.
I was a rider, and I was riding with Scandal from the beginning. But now it's starting to get a little, it's starting to get a little,
You watch Scandal? What you complained about?
I used to watch Scandal.
No, it looks all right, but I couldn't get into it either.
In the beginning, like season 1 and 2 and 3, you know, but then it started to, you know, it's like it became a regurgitation.
Listen, I'm a Bates Motel. I don't know. Like I said, since The Walking Dead, I became like a fan of all that like horror type stuff. Like Bates Motel, that's my show.
I'm never.
So do you watch?
I don't know if you guys watch it, but that's my show also.
I couldn't get into it.
I love it.
Does anybody watch Damien?
If you don't like the psycho movie, if you're not into the psycho movies, then you wouldn't be interested.
Oh
in
no, I love my Norman Bates.
No, well, that's what I mean. It's like it's the same thing because it got my boy in it. Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory, Freddie Highmore, and to see him in that role, you know, as a young adult now. Now, because, you know, he was a kid when he played that role. He's a young adult now. So it's like, oh, shit. You know,
Nicole? Nick. Don't watch Supernatural, Nick. Don't watch Supernatural.
Why?
Supernatural?
Don't watch Supernatural, Nick. Don't watch it. Because you're going to cry.
Oh,
or at least scream.
Nah, I'm
well, listen. We got like 2 and some change minutes left.
Okay.
Before we head out, next week's episode. Yeah, Mika. I guess Mika and Red. I guess we're gonna go head to head on this. I got a few things to say, and I'm sure y'all do too. It's society glorifying being a single mom.
Oh,
I like that.
Yeah.
I won't be there next week. Sorry. Not
gonna have
that one.
It's not even. No.
No, you can still be there.
It's a fashion statement. Give me a freaking break.
Hold on. Why would that be a fashion statement? And who says you glorify being a single mom?
You got a lot of women that's doing that, but we got to talk about that next week.
Exactly.
Listen, I have no kids, and there's no good guy in my life. I'm going to the sperm bank. So I'm choosing to be a single mother, by choice.
Yeah,
so,
you don't want
to
go to the sperm bank.
No, I know people who went.
The conversation just turned to the sperm bank?
To the sperm bank.
Come on, single mom, hey, that's nothing. What about the chick that went to the sperm bank, found the husband, the dude that donated the sperm and ended up marrying him? How about that one?
Oh, shit, I don't know about that.
To the sperm bank. And let's be dirty, dusty.
You see, Brother B, you shouldn't say anything about the topic until we were off the air. See what
happened?
I had to get it in for next week. If you want to talk about it, have your ass here next week.
That's right. Well, exactly.
The violence. The violence.
Nikki has no life. And I have to try to get everything in on a Wednesday. That's the only time I have to be to have a life.
Okay.
I am in.
I don't have on Sunday. All I got is a Wednesday.
Well,
on that note, it's been wonderful. Thank you, caller 64,
for
calling in. And, you know, everybody from citizens to law enforcement, be careful out there. It's been a nice episode. Thank you, Bad Applesauce. It's AKA Nicole Cole. Once again, Big Red, Mika, another episode of Menu in the Can. Hopefully we can hear y'all. See y'all next week. Until then, be safe, one love, and holla.
Holla, holla. All right.
Deuces.
Later.
Later. Deuces.
All right. Peace.
Peace. Night. Nice.